you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, March 10th, 2026. I know, listening friends, you've heard me say this probably hundreds of times, but Testimony Tuesday tends to always be my favorite day of the week because I have the privilege, the opportunity, the blessing to introduce you to somebody and part of their faith journey or life story and how God has been at work in their lives. And this past Saturday, at the Springfield and Vicinity Ministerial Alliance gathering, a woman got up and was sharing about a special, I called it the 4Ds. It's about dads and daughters dance dinner that's coming to the Springfield area in April, on April 18th. And I had prayed beforehand. Many times when I go to these once-a-month gatherings, I pray, Lord, let me get an interview maybe out of one of the people that speak or share, the person I sit next to. But this Saturday, I had so much work to do at the WLUJ studios and stuff, I kind of said, okay, Lord, I'm not going to look for an interview today. I'm just going to go and work and so forth. But after Geraldine Dixon got up and shared, the Lord started stirring my heart. She needs to be on Testimony Tuesday. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I got a lot of things I got to do, but I'll try to fit her in. So in the last minute, she is joining me today in the studio. So thank you on this very short notice, Geraldine. I know we're just kind of getting to know each other. In fact, I had to ask somebody at the gathering on Saturday, I said, what was that lady's name? Because I think God wants me to interview her for Testimony Tuesday. So I'm excited to share you with our listening family for a few reasons. You have a heartfelt story. You have a passion for what's going on with this dads and daughters dance dinner. And also, you're one of those reluctant people. You didn't want to really be in the studio. You don't want to be on the air. But I think, like this dance, being like the least likely person to be coordinating it and organizing it, for various reasons that I hope you'll be able to share some of your story. But I think also the fact that you just want God to be glorified. And so let's just begin with Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Why, of all the scriptures, you said you love many, but that was one close to your heart when I said, let's open up with a scripture. Why Proverbs 3, 5, and 6?
Well, my personal experience with Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it first says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And then this is the part that gets me because I'm trying to analyze situations. Mm-hmm. It said, lean not into your own understanding. And sometimes we could say, okay, it's going to work out like this and it's going to work out like that. But then he's saying, all thy ways acknowledge him and he will give us direction. So that's one of my favorites because I try to figure it out myself. But God has already figured it out. So that's why I really lean on Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
I told you before the broadcast that this was the very first scripture I ever memorized. I don't know, 10 or 11 or 11 or 12. And it's one of my many go-to scriptures. Like if somebody says, can you preach a message or talk? I could go right on. And I love that. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Not some of it, not a bit of it, not on Sundays when you go to church. Like all the time, all your heart. And then in all your ways, not some of your ways, not all when you ways. Just attend church. It's like when you're on the racquetball court, when you're in the grocery store, at the gas station, as you go, wherever you go, all your ways, acknowledge him. And he's the one that's going to direct. Anyways, I don't want to get preaching.
I know. We both start preaching.
Yeah, that's a great verse. So listening, friend, if you need a verse today to get you through the day, or maybe you're struggling with decision-making or direction, or can God be trusted? He can be, and you can give him all your heart. because he does desire to work in and through you. He created you. He designed you. He fashioned you. You are unique and special in his heart. And so as you draw near to him, he'll draw near to you. And we're going to talk a little bit about that, because the special event that's coming up on April 18th is from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's at the Senior Service Center on Mason Street in Springfield, 701 West Mason Street. I want to alert all of our listeners, because this should be an activity that's happening in Decatur, in Champaign-Urbana, all the areas, and God might be calling you to be the one to raise this up or to present it at your church or with a civic organization. But give us a little background on faith, what faith is all about, and how God brought you to putting together this special event for dads and daughters. But I like how you qualified it. Some people don't know who their dad is, so maybe it's going to be their grandfather or an uncle.
Yes.
Or somebody that'll step in and fulfill that role of spoiling and spending some time with these precious daughters of God.
Yes, so faith came about and is really dear to my heart. It came about in 2004. God put it in my spirit, start this organization. And I was like, I really didn't know, first of all, how to start an organization or what would that look like. And then for fathers, I was like, well, God, I don't even know my dad. Mm-hmm. So why do you want me to do this? Mm-hmm. So I came up with, well, not me, but God, the acronyms. Fathers are important to the heirs. And I say that, and I really mean that from my heart, because when we look at the Bible, God did never design for one parent to raise children. He said, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Is never singular. It's always plural when he talked about parents, meaning a father and a mother. And with life choices, some of us are single parents. But when we really look at the design that God has for a family, it's the father, the mother, the children, whatever. So I grew up in foster care. I was 18 months until I was 12 years old in foster care. I knew somewhat of my mother, but I'd never seen my dad. I don't know anything about my dad. So if any listeners are out there listening, females, you know the trauma that's behind that. So I grew up not knowing my dad, wanting a dad in my life, wanting my father to be in my life. So as a little girl, as a young lady, getting married as a woman, as a mother, not knowing my dad. So that was very traumatizing for me. And I did have to reach out for counseling for that. So that's how faith started. Me not knowing my dad. And I said, God, this is not funny, because I don't even know my dad. I don't even know what I'm supposed to say, what I'm supposed to present to these men. But with faith, we do counseling for fathers, for families. Matter of fact, we do counseling for families. But faith is geared towards dads. It's geared towards fathers. So as I was starting this program, I did some research. And there's so many programs out there for mothers. When we look at women, infant, and children, when we look at the hospitals, it's women and children. It's really no programs out there for fathers. So this program is really geared towards fathers, but we do have counseling for families. And the Dad's Daughter Dance Dinner is just one of our annual events that we do yearly. It is so excited to see our little princes. They get dressed up. And when I hear some of the testimonies, when they put it out on our website or email me, they had such a good time. Mm-hmm. They were so excited to be with their little girls. And it's just not for dads. If there's a grandfather, an uncle, a big brother, this is something for you to do with that little princess in your life and just make her feel special. Make her feel special. So this is something that God really put on my heart. We didn't have it last year because I was just started a church, and the church is I Am Still Becoming Christian Center. So I really want to lay a foundation with the church. But this year we're going to have it, like Mark said, April 18th this year in Springfield, you all. So yes.
And that faith that God put on her heart, the F-A-I-T-H, it's the acronym of Fathers Are Important to Their Heirs. the legacy that a father can live out by modeling Christ, by being a loving dad, by supporting his family, by modeling godly character and consistency, praying over his children. And I think you said there's even a discount, like if a father brought two daughters, there's a different price.
So for one daughter, it's $25. So if it's two daughters or more, the tickets are $35. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
And is there a phone number for them to call or to find out more information? Say they're getting excited and they're thinking, you know, I don't know if I've ever taken my daughter to dance. Talk about how they can get in touch with you. And then walk us through the evening, like what they'll experience. And, you know, is it a dress-up occasion and how that all
okay.
works?
Yes. So if you need more information, Geraldine Dixon, the contact phone number is 217-691-1410, and I will be able to give you more information. So the walkthrough of that evening, we start off with a photo shoot. So we take a picture. The dads and the daughters, they take a picture. So they take a picture, and then, you know, everybody comes in. So we will have a welcome, and then we'll talk about a little bit about what faith is about. And the girls, they'd be so excited. They just want to dance. When are we going to dance? So that takes place. Then we will eat dinner, and then we have roses. So we have each dad to give their daughter a rose or their granddaughter or whomever a rose that they brought in to say something about their daughter. This is a testimony of one of the dads from the year before. I really didn't want to be a dad, but when Angel came along, she was just the highlight of my life. Now I enjoy being a dad, and go on and just give a little testimony about your daughter and give her the rose. Mm-hmm. So we have that. And then after that, it's the dance party.
Sure, sure.
And the little girls are so excited. One year we had a dad there, and his daughter was 16 years old. So you're never too old to be a part of this. And some may say, oh, you know, you're just saying that. But I really believe in my heart that if my dad, if he was to say, let's go to this dance, I would be so excited. And just to say that, it was a lot when healing took place in my heart, because I was upset because I didn't know my dad. I had to forgive a man that I've never seen. And I give all that to God, because it was God that had to place in my heart that I needed to forgive him. So going back to the dance, I just wanted to say that, but going back to the dance. So we have that, and then we have a silent auction, and it's usually gifts for dads, and the silent auction is going to start at $20. And through all of this, I wrote a book. Title of my book is Growing Pains, and it's all about my life growing up without my dad. So one of my books is going to be on display with the silent auction. We have caps for dads. We'll probably have two baskets for our little princesses. It's going to be an evening of fun. And then I will get a chance to introduce to everybody the board of faith. And yeah, so that's about how we're going to have that event.
And that's happening on April 18th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Senior Service Center, 701 West Mason Street in Springfield, Illinois. You can contact Geraldine directly at 217-691-1410, 217-691-1410. And if you didn't have a chance, maybe you're driving to work and you couldn't write that down, just call the station and we can get you that information and get you connected. Now, Geraldine, say a dad, you know, he's feeling a little convicted right now. It's like, you know, I haven't done something like that with my daughter, or maybe I haven't been in contact with my daughter for a period of time. How can you encourage him to see the value in doing this and stepping out? Yeah, maybe he's hurt his family, or maybe the relationship has been broken, or for whatever reason, maybe he's just working so many hours and he hasn't been around. How would you exhort him to say, this is worthwhile, this is valuable, make the time, you won't regret doing it?
Well, I want to start off saying that it's never too late.
Yeah.
It's never too late. Any listeners out there, like he said, a dad, and if you have a relationship with God, begin to pray and say, Lord, I haven't talked to her in a year. And it could be because not of you. It could be because of miscommunication with you and the mother. And I know a lot of times that comes into play too. But if you have a relationship with God, even if you don't, Lord, I want to do this for my daughter this year. Just open up the doors. Have the mom to communicate with me or whoever the situation is. I will say first start off with prayer, and it's never too late. Because some dads, I have heard when we have our men's group, when we have our dad's group, well, I'm not going to call her if she's not going to call me. And I say, you are the parent. Be the parent, be the big man in this situation, and call her. Because I promise you, she's waiting on that call. She's waiting for you to text her. And if you don't have anything to say, just start off with, I know this haven't been, you know, right for me. I've been going through a lot of things, but I want to make it up. I want to start off now. And depending on how old your daughter is, don't let pride get in the way of you saying, I'm sorry.
And don't let the past failures be the obstacle, because God can bring healing and hope and change, and it'll be beneficial for both of you. Oh, listening friend, I would ask you to be praying up this special event on April 18th. And maybe some of you are like, you know what? I don't know if our community has had something like that, or our church or an organization I'm a part of. Then be the catalyst. Be praying it up. Talk with Geraldine Dixon. She's the executive director of FAITH, and that F-A-I-T-H stands for Fathers Are Important to Their Heirs. And so you can be maybe the catalyst in your community or your church or wherever you serve to bring that to your area. What's happening on April 18th is Dads and Daughters Dance Dinner. So it's a combination of fun times, photo ops. Is it a buffet dinner, or do they get served at the table?
It's a buffet style. Okay.
So they can pick and choose what they want to eat, and there will be some great fixins. There is a cost. It's $25 for a dad and one daughter, and $35 for a dad that might be bringing two daughters. Or maybe, Dad, you can fill in for maybe that neighbor girl that's a friend of your daughter's that doesn't have a dad or doesn't have somebody modeling Christ in her life. And you can also maybe invite her to come along, and you can fill in that gap and be a model. But in our closing minute or two, share a little more. Geraldine, you're the executive director of FAITH. Fathers are important to their heirs. What are some of the other things that you want to achieve through your organization, through your ministry? Are there gatherings where dads come together? Is there training? What are some of the things that, if they got in touch with you, maybe there's a dad to say, hey, I never had a dad in my life. I've never had many role models. I was a part of a gang. I just lived on the streets. How can you speak into his life?
We do have father groups, and they're biweekly. So we do have father groups, and I have other professional men to teach those groups. So we have one that's been in prison. So we have the father groups. And we do have other events for our dad. In September, we have a movie night. And that movie night consists of dads and their sons. So we have other things like that. We help our fathers. We walk them through family court, like if they have to go to court, how to present themselves in court, how to talk to the lawyers, how to talk to the judges. And we also, again, we have counseling and family counseling for the mothers, too. You know, again, our program is really geared towards fathers. So we do have relationship building. We have parenting life skills for dads that are having smaller children and just want those parenting skills. And we have just to identify the emotional needs of a father. It's hard being a parent, number one, because we did not come home with this is how you be a parent. This is how you be a mom. Right. This is how you be a father. So there are some emotional needs that our father needs, too. But being the man, sometimes they don't know how to address those emotional needs that they have.
So listening, friend, we might be scratching where you itch, or you might be like healthy conviction, feeling like maybe you failed as a dad, or have been neglectful, or been so over concerned with providing that you've neglected maybe the most important thing is being present. And so I highly recommend FAITH, Fathers are important to their heirs, and you can get in touch with Geraldine Dixon. She's the executive director, lives here in Springfield, Illinois, and you can contact her directly at 217-691-1410, 217-691-1410, or email her at geraldine.dixon@yahoo.com. Geraldine.Dixon@yahoo.com. And if you couldn't write that down, just call the station, and Karen or Joyce or our team will be happy to give you the information. But be aware of this special event, Dads and Daughters Dance Together, April 18th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Senior Service Center, 701 West Mason Street here in Springfield. It'll be a great gathering, a fun gathering, and allow those daughters to shine. And you call them little princesses.
Yes.
I think that's beautiful. Just let them get all decked out and little makeup or whatever age appropriate, you know, have them dressed up. And fathers, it's a way for you to honor and adore and care for your daughters. So find out more by contacting Geraldine at 217-691-1410. And again, if you weren't able to write that information down, just call the station and we'll get it to you. So thoughts as we close out Testimony Tuesday today?
I want our fathers to be encouraged. Don't have the devil whispering in your ears, oh, I can't do this, or I don't want to do this, or it's just too much. Pray, like I said, pray about it and really seek God. And the ones that do have a good relationship with your dad, come on out and join us. And I do want to say, we are a non-for-profit agency, but I really love this about what we do with our dads and daughters. So if you are having a difficult time with pay, just let me know. For the last 3 years, I think, we had a dad. He had three daughters. So the pay is not an issue. I want you all to come and be a part of this and to really recognize your daughter with this.
Find out more, listening friend, about faith. Fathers are important to their heirs by calling Geraldine at 217-691-1410. 217-691-1410. Now, if you missed a portion of this broadcast, want to listen to it again or pass it on to a friend, maybe you know of a father that needs to be bringing his daughter to this special event on April 18th, then you can pass on this broadcast to them by stopping by greatnewsradio.org or wluj.org. Click on the Mark and Friends link, and you'll see Dads and Daughters Dance Dinner as the title, and then they can listen to that program anytime. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Geraldine Dixon with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.